Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to the special Counterthink update. This is going to be part of the regular Counterthink broadcast, but I'm also releasing it separately. This is Mike Adams. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a lot of breaking news. First of all, want to let you know that Hillary Clinton is running for president. Now, you may have heard that before. Alex Jones has said that, and he is accurate in that, but I'm saying it again for a different reason, which is that we are seeing, well, a lot of dirt come out on everybody else. Why did the story come out about Joe Biden being a hair sniffer and get close to them? Why is this coming out? What about Kamala Harris? What about the dirt about her with, who was it, Willie Brown, having an affair even when he was her boss in San Francisco? In fact, there's stuff coming out on Beto now about how he fantasized about, you know, running over children with a car. I mean, other insane things that even Reuters has published now. Reuters held that information when the 2018 midterms were in play, but now Reuters has released the information. And I ask you, why did Reuters release the information? The answer is it all comes back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is clearing the field of all of her competitors. She's got dirt on everyone. The Clintons run a lot of the intelligence encryption servers, and they have access to NSA level dirt on everyone. This is how they've been able to threaten almost everyone. And now they're politically working to eliminate all the competition of Hillary Clinton so that she will be the last choice remaining. Like, everybody else will be out of the race. Beto gone, Joe Biden gone, Kamala Harris gone. And then eventually people will say, well, what about Hillary? So we are now seeing a Democrat black ops attack on other Democrats to get them out of the way. Also, dirt on Bernie Sanders has come out. Have you noticed that too? So Bernie Sanders is going to be, you know, snuffed out of the race just like everybody else. I just wanted to give you that update so that you know the truth about what is really happening. Next important point is that the Jussie Smollett incident, according to my analysis, there's no doubt in my mind that was staged by Obama and George Soros. Yes, Obama is still running and staging hate crime hoaxes all across America. Almost everything that you see in the news that generates outrage is staged. Now, I want to be careful in explaining that. Doesn't mean that it's always fake, but it's always staged, meaning it's deliberately planned and carried out to create outrage. We're seeing fake hate crime hoaxes across the country now where somebody gets attacked or somebody gets stabbed, and then there's a, what do you know, there's a red Make America Great Again hat found at the scene. Just like someone just threw it there as a prop. And this is all by design as well. But the really big incidents, the mass shootings, the hate crime hoaxes, the arson in the streets, the mob violence. Remember when that team connected to Obama hired all those people to dress up as Trump supporters? This was during the 2016 election, and then beat people up so that the media could claim that Trump supporters were violent? Yeah, classic example of this. It's all staged all the time. Wasn't that a guy named Kramer behind that, working on the Obama payroll? Everything that you see in the news that generates outrage is staged. Again, doesn't mean the violence isn't real. In many of these cases, you know, real people are killed or real people are shot or real, you know, people are really stabbed. The left tries to say that when you say a false flag that you mean nothing happened. That's not the case. A false flag means something really did happen, but that the whole thing was contrived and staged in order to generate outrage for a political purpose. That's the definition of a false flag. Real violence, fake narrative. That's what a false flag really is, and that's happening everywhere. And again, almost everything that you see reported in the media that generates outrage is a false flag operation. It's all staged. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink. Today is a collection of special standalone episodes of some breaking news. We're going to be releasing these segments separately ahead of time. In this segment, I'm talking about really the crisis on our southern border, where we have a, quote, total breakdown of the system, or total collapse of the system is what it's being called by Border Patrol. In one town in Texas now, over 800 migrants a day is what's being reported, with the number of migrants coming into America. Gosh, look, they got me using the word migrants. These aren't migrants. These are illegal aliens. They're breaking the law. They're entering the country illegally. And their numbers, according to some estimates, this year alone, 2019, could be anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million people. This is an invasion. This is a flood. And I'm here to tell you today that President Trump needs to not only declare a national emergency over this, as in a sense he's already done, he needs to deploy the military and he needs to activate the national militia to help defend this country from this invasion. Now, you don't hear a lot of talk about the militia these days, except, of course, it's used as a slur by the left. They always have a lie about all these terms. It's, oh, the militia, who, a bunch of racist Nazis. No, just like they have a new slur, they call you a white nationalist. If you're a patriot who loves America and you happen to be white, you are now called a white nationalist. And they try to equate white nationalism with white supremacy. You know, this is just another media trick, another racial slur. This is like the N-word for white people. And they just use it. They just go out there and slur all white people, and they do the same thing with the M-word, militia. And by the way, of course, I'm not a member of any militia group. I don't know anybody who's in any militia, but I do know history. And in history, the militia is actually the national defense of America. And it was simply a way for the American people to be armed so that the country could defend itself, kind of like a national immune system, from foreign invasions. The idea of a militia is actually a pretty universal idea. You find it in Switzerland, for example, where most adult-aged men in particular have firearms. You know, lots of men in Switzerland own AR-15 type of rifles. And the idea is that, you know, they remember World War II. They remember what happened when there was a crazy, radical, left-wing fascist named Adolf Hitler who wanted to murder all his political enemies, and he wanted to overthrow European countries by force. And after that experience, a lot of national leaders learned that, hey, it'd be a pretty good idea if the people could defend themselves and not always just rely on a military. If the people were armed, it would make it much harder for somebody to invade and overthrow the country. And so in America today, there is actually militia. When I say the militia, what I mean is this nationwide immune system where the citizens, they are able and willing to defend their nation against foreign invaders. And we are suffering an invasion right now, this invasion of foreigners that's illegally crossing our border. You know, they are not willing to stand in line and follow the law and immigrate like everybody else who did follow the rules. You know, like my wife, she's an immigrant. We went through the proper process. We went through INS at the time. We waited all those years and did it properly. But these illegals want to just say, ah, the rules don't apply to them. You know, screw all those people waiting for their green cards. They're just going to cut in line. This is what the illegals do. They cut in line and they just want to come in and then get automatic voting rights in California where they can outvote you, a citizen who has been in America. You've been paying your taxes. You've been contributing to society. You learned English when you grew up. You said, I pledge allegiance to the flag. You know U.S. history. You're an American. You have American culture. But you're going to be overrun and outvoted by all these illegal criminals who are crossing the border illegally, and it's time to stop them. And we have a right to assert that national defense. And there are many ways that it can be done. You know, Trump has said build a wall. And that's a great first step, and efforts are underway to get that done, but it's not happening quickly enough. We need to deploy the military along the border. Yes, it is appropriate because we are under assault. We are being invaded. And the military's job in the Constitution is, I mean, it's even described to defend the borders of the country. This is what the military is. Number one most non-debatable role is to defend the borders of the country, period. And then thirdly, we have the militia option, which is just citizens who are tired of being overrun. Citizens who are willing to defend themselves and their communities against an invasion. So President Trump has the power to deploy all three of these options, the wall, the military, and the militia, or at least to activate them. My guess is there are a lot of people who are waiting for permission. Like there are probably hundreds of thousands of Americans who would volunteer to help support the border wall, a border barrier. I mean, more than hundreds of thousands. It's millions. Some would even go there and volunteer in person to do patrols, to even help defend border patrol, you know, maybe to help out from a tactical point of view if they were given permission to do so. There are millions of Americans, no doubt, who are willing to help this. Some would donate money to a wall. Some would donate money to hire more Border Patrol people if it came to that. We're being invaded, and it's time to stop it. And there are millions of Americans who are willing to help. It's time for President Trump. Number one, he should declare the Mexican drug cartels to be terrorist organizations. Number two, he should declare all mayors and governors of sanctuary cities and sanctuary states to be engaged in an open insurrection against the United States of America, and he should have them arrested and incarcerated for engaging in that insurrection by protecting terrorists. Remember, if you're a sanctuary city, you are protecting terrorists, and you are engaged in a crime of complicity to overthrow the United States of America, and you should be arrested and incarcerated for that. President Trump needs to do this, and he has the power to do this, and it's already established under United States law. All these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are run by people, leaders, you know, governors and mayors and so on, who are criminals. They are complicit in protecting felony, violent criminals. We're talking about child traffickers, drug runners, weapons smugglers, rapists, murderers. These are the people that they are protecting. It is illegal to do so. It's a felony crime. And yet they are getting away with it because no one dares enforce it. It's time to enforce it. Another thing that needs to happen is California should be excluded from all elections until California stops allowing illegals to vote. So no more California senators, no more California members of Congress, and no more counting California's Electoral College. Because why should illegals be allowed to come in to California? They're granted the right to vote by the corrupt criminal California, you know, governors and mayors and so on, bureaucrats, and then they outvote Americans in other states. Why should illegals in California determine who's the president of the United States? It's time to blockade all political influence of California, to delete California's electoral votes until California enacts voter ID laws and stops allowing illegals to vote in U.S. elections. And also, of course, California's illegals should not count in the census. All illegal citizens should be excluded from the census, which, of course, affects the apportionment of the House seats, the 435 seats. They are, you know, distributed based on census numbers. And that is skewed right now in favor of California because of illegal occupants who are occupying and overrunning the country because California lets them right in. It's time to stop that. It's time to take America back from the illegals, from the criminals, from the felons, from the drug cartels, and the complicit governors and mayors who have sold us out to Mexico and El Salvador and Honduras and other countries. It's time to defend America, defend the borders, and take our country back from those traitors who are trying to destroy it from within. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink. We'll be back after this break.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off. only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Continuing here on Counterthink, you know, the outrage factor of mass shootings is so effective at achieving gun control. You saw it in New Zealand recently. It proves that they, the globalists, are going to resort to more mass shootings in order to achieve the gun control that they need to complete the enslavement and ultimately the mass genocide of humanity. Now, I've done other podcasts about the depopulation efforts and how the globalists believe that Earth will collapse unless they eliminate 6 billion people. There is an effort underway to kill off most of humanity, but they can't do it in the United States or even some other countries as long as the citizens continue to have firearms. You know, people might defend themselves. That can't be allowed. So they have to find ways to convince citizens to give up their own guns. You have to be convinced to surrender. In order to do this, events are staged in order to create outrage. Now, let me be careful about the definition here. When I say staged, what I mean is the violence is real, but people are recruited to carry out the violence. So it's theater, but people really die. There's real violence, you know, these shootings that are staged. A lot of people are really killed in these shootings. But it's not a spontaneous, you know, quote, organic thing where some random person just walks into a church or walks into a school and starts shooting. It's something that's been planned. Sometimes the communities are chosen. The person is often chosen. Sometimes they do a Manchurian candidate type of thing, you know, Jason Bourne type of programming to turn somebody into a killer. Other times they tell the person that this isn't even real, that this is a walkthrough, that you're firing blanks, they'll tell them. But it's actually live ammunition, you know, so even they don't know. Sometimes people are told, like, they're told that the whole scene is fake, that everybody's an actor, and they'll walk people through with, like, paintball guns in a similar training environment, you know, to get them used to the idea that it's not real, and then they'll send them out into a church or a school or someplace to do a shooting. They'll tell them the bullets are blanks, and they'll tell them everybody's an actor. But in fact, people are really getting shot. So there's a lot of mind games that are played with these people. Other times, there are individuals who are simply promised that, like, they know they're going to do killing. They know that it's real. But they have somebody else in their family who's been in trouble with the law in a big way, or they need money to save, like, a child with cancer surgery or something. And the government will promise them millions of dollars of payouts, or I should say the black ops teams will promise them this. They'll get payouts. Or somebody else in their family who's facing life in prison will be let off. So somebody will willfully, in some cases, sacrifice their life to carry out an act in order to get somebody else set free, or to get money for somebody else in their family, often their children or their parents. So there are many scenarios in which people can be recruited to carry out these shootings. The reason I mention all that is because there are more mass shootings coming. And again, even though I use the term false flag, what I mean is that the violence is real, but that the whole thing is staged. In other words, it's planned. It's engineered precisely to generate the killing, to generate the outrage so the media can jump on it and go crazy and say, oh, look at all these people who died. Everybody has to give up their guns. Now, of course, it's all a mind game to get you to focus on that and not focus on, for example, you know, the 24,000 people who die every year in America just from internal bleeding of over-the-counter painkillers, right? Or the 100,000 Americans killed every year by FDA-approved prescription drugs. Or the chemical violence that's carried out against children in the form of chemotherapy and fluoride. Or even just 5G. You know, how many people are dying from cancer from electromagnetic frequencies and radiation and mobile devices and smart meters? You're not supposed to focus on any of that stuff. How many people are killed by pesticides and herbicides? You're never supposed to. There's no outrage from that, is there? No, it's these 10 people who were shot, or 20 people, whatever the case is. That's what you're supposed to focus on. It's a mind game to get you to shift your focus to the outrage that they are hyping up, because that outrage is the outrage that can convince you to give up your guns. And believe me, the deep state operatives, they're going to keep murdering people until they get you to give up your guns. They don't care how many people they murder to get this done. In their minds, if they have to murder 100,000 people, that's nothing. They want to kill 6 billion people. So do the math here. Them killing thousands of people to get you to give up your guns so they can achieve their world domination depopulation agenda, to them, that's a no-brainer. You think these global elitists, you think they value the lives of the people over which they rule? No, they don't value anybody's life. They don't assign any value to you at all. You're just a useless eater, they say. That's the actual term they use, a useless eater. Someone whose mind can be manipulated into voting for now, or to do whatever they tell you to do, give up your guns. Praise radical Islam. You know, demonize patriots. They started slurring white people who love America. They call you a white nationalist now. So if you love America, you're a bad person now. They can brainwash the masses to believe anything. I mean, it's incredible. You've got left-wing liberal women in America wearing hijabs now to honor the Muslim culture that executes gays and enslaves women as property owned by their husbands. And you got left-wing women honoring that now because they're so brainwashed. But they're so brainwashed, they will celebrate a religion that throws gays off the roofs of buildings and stones them to death too, by the way, executes gays. And then they'll say Christians are bad. You know, it's insane. So do not be misguided on any of this. The globalists in charge are running a theater of the mind. Everything that you see in the news is theater. Every massive, outrageous event is engineered. Even though, again, the violence is real, the event is engineered. Every emotional reaction that you have to what's happening in the world, this is what you need to understand. Every emotional reaction, every emotional state that flows through you is a manipulation. If you feel yourself watching the news and getting angry, you're probably being manipulated into that anger. If you feel yourself feeling happy, we won, you're probably being manipulated. Whatever you feel, your emotions are manipulated. Your mental state, all the facts that you think are true are actually probably not true. Even facts are manipulated. Your whole history is a lie. Everything that you've been told about history is fabricated. Everything you're told about science, technology, medicine, anthropology, and, you know, life on Mars and you are lied to at every level about everything. You're lied to constantly. And finding the truth in all of this, that's the real challenge of living a life, is to sort out truth from fiction. And that's a lot of what I dedicate my life to, is helping you and joining me on my journey as well of sorting out truth from fiction. You know, what is really true here? What's true? I mean, you go from God and religion to, you know, history and humanity and culture, society, news, information, technology, everything. What's true versus what's fiction? Counterthink is here to help you try to sort that out. But I want you to know that almost everything that is being pushed onto you is theater for your mind. Stay with us. We'll be back here on Counterthink with more.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, we have new threats for those who are living on the West Coast. It's a whole new weapon system that China has developed, allowing China to launch cruise missiles out of 40-foot containers. You know, those standard containers that are on the container ships. And, of course, China is shipping, you know, millions of these containers every year to the Los Angeles port and other ports all around the world. And they now have a cruise missile system that fits in one of these containers, and they can remotely activate it and launch it right out of the container, meaning that China can now turn every transport ship into essentially a weapon platform, a military ship that looks like a transportation ship. And they can just sail these right next to the Los Angeles port, and they could just launch, you know, 1,000 cruise missiles just right off the coast of America. You know, they don't even need a battleship or an aircraft carrier or anything. It doesn't even have to look like a military ship. It's just, here we go, a bunch of cargo coming in, and then, boom, 100 cruise missiles launch. Now, these cruise missiles can have different warheads, of course. They could have nuclear warheads. So China can now blanket at least the Western states with these, you know, nuclear warheads. It could also be EMP weapons, so they could easily launch an EMP detonation over Los Angeles, which would plunge LA into, well, the pre-industrial age. Imagine LA without electricity, no running water, no emergency services. I mean, there'd be nothing. EBT cards wouldn't work. It'd be chaos in, 36 hours, right? And I'm going to talk about this more, but of course, China could also have warheads that are just conventional kinetic warheads, high explosives, so they could take out America's military bases and runways and bombers and other military assets that are parked at bases in California and other Western states. Now, those of you who are on the East Coast, you might think, whoa, those people in California, they got it rough. I mean, they could be facing a barrage of cruise missiles from China. Well, guess what you have on the East Coast? And I warned about this over a year ago. Russia has these underwater drones, these nuclear bomb drone submarines, basically, and they can evade all radar and sonar. They can embed themselves in the ocean floor at very great depth, and then they just burrow themselves in like the shelf off the edge of Virginia, where the continent just drops off into the Atlantic. They can have all these nuclear drones just embedded in the rock there. And then they can remotely detonate these and create a radioactive tsunami, like hundreds of feet high. A massive wave of radioactive seawater that would inundate the entire East Coast, everything from, Boston, New York, of course, D.C., just everything, Miami included. It would be a far-reaching impact. So you could consider a tidal wave of radioactive water, which is, it's bad enough just to have the tidal wave. But then when the water recedes, you still have then all this radioactive waste. You've got, plutonium and uranium. You've got isotopes, and much of the East Coast of the United States could be rendered uninhabitable for quite literally millions of years, depending on the fuel that's used in these nuclear weapons. So that's the West Coast and the East Coast. Being close to the coast, it really does subject you to more of these exotic weapons, and China is a strategic enemy of America, and that's on the West Coast. And then on the East Coast, people are afraid of influence from Russia, of course. I'm more concerned about China, personally. But then we have the southern border. And through the southern border, we have a land invasion possibility. And there are many people who are concerned that the United Nations might have UN troops kind of gathering in other countries like El Salvador, ready to invade the United States through the southern border, which is, of course, entirely unprotected. And so they'd be rushing into Texas. Texas has the most unprotected border. They could also rush into California or, Arizona, New Mexico, and so on. But Texas is the most likely place where they'd be coming through. And then you'd have Texas in an actual war to defend America and defend Texas against a land invasion of foreign troops. Some people talk about Russian troops being part of this. Some people talk about Chinese troops. Some people talk about the UN wanting to invade America once America is weak. And some of the events that are talked about to set this off would be an attempted assassination of President Trump, an economic collapse to make America weak and desperate, to cause an internal implosion, a civil war. This might be the whole goal of the hate crime hoaxes, to try to set off internal strife and weaken America from within, making it vulnerable to invasion from land forces or from a landing. Suppose China loads up a million Chinese troops on a cargo ship, gets close into the port with all these ships, launches a bunch of cruise missiles, weakens the entire state of California, then unloads a million troops. Now you got a million Chinese communist troops, who would probably be welcomed by the governor of California, by the way. Newsom, isn't it, right? Who's a communist. So they'd have a foothold right there in California, and from there, the rest of America would have to fight them off. There are a lot of scenarios. And the reason I mention this is because we're living in very uncertain times, and it's important to think about where you are and to think about relocation if you are in a high-risk area. Now, in addition to the West Coast and the East Coast, for the reasons I just mentioned, and of course the southern border for that same reason, just being in any city is taking your life in your own hands. Cities are death traps in these scenarios. Cities are dangerous places to be in any kind of an economic collapse or a power grid collapse or the rise of military conflict, World War III, civil war, you know, state of emergency, martial law, any of these scenarios. Cities are bad places to be. Do you really want to be stuck in Los Angeles when the power grid goes down? You know, there was another analysis I pointed to recently by a guy named Matt Bracken who said that in a Civil War II scenario that rural Americans would probably take out the power substations that provide power to the cities, plunging the liberal cities into, you know, total darkness. No electricity, no EBT cards. And in the case of Los Angeles, no water, because water is pumped into the city using a tremendous amount of electricity. If they don't have a power grid there, they don't have food, water, emergency services. You know, the grocery stores don't work. You can't buy anything. Transactions don't work. You can't, I mean, it's not like the old days where the cashiers were smart enough to take cash and count back change. You notice today's cashiers, all these young, I don't know how old they are, they're like 18, 19, 20 year old cashiers at these stores. They're just dumb as crap. They're always texting on their cell phones instead of doing anything. All they can do is scan barcodes and follow instructions. They don't know how to count. They can't do math. You think they're going to be able to suddenly start handling cash and doing math again? No, it's not going to happen. It's a total collapse of society without electricity. You're going to have all the addicts going crazy because they can't get their drugs. And you're going to have all the young people going crazy because they can't get a Wi-Fi signal. You know how many young people are going to commit suicide if they can't log on to Snapchat? They're just going to kill themselves because their life is meaningless without their online social profile. Not a good scenario. So wherever you live in the country, it's probably a good idea to think about getting out of the city and getting away from the coast. Think about going more inland. You know, Utah is not a bad choice these days, or Central Texas where I am, or many other places, maybe certain parts of Montana, maybe Idaho wouldn't be a bad choice. There's a lot of places to choose from. Just think about where you are and think about the risks that are associated with that. Because there are some exotic weapons out there, and there's a lot of tension on the international scene. And there's some things that should concern you. So stay informed, keep watching or listening to counterthink.com. I'll be right back with one more segment.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink. In this important segment, I'm going to discuss some of the gear that is being banned that you need to get right now while you still can, while it's still legal. This is a Second Amendment discussion. For those of you who live in California, you'll be happy to know that a lower court just declared unconstitutional the so-called high-capacity magazine ban in California, which was a law that was signed by the governor. Now, it banned magazines of over 10 rounds capacity, both rifle magazines and pistol magazines. And, of course, gun control people like to call them high-capacity magazines. To me, a 30-round magazine for an AR rifle, that's a normal-capacity magazine. That's not high-capacity. To me, high-capacity is maybe a 100-round drum or something. But a 30-round magazine is just normal. Anything less than 30 rounds, it's dangerous to not have enough ammo if you need it. Similar thing with a pistol. You know, a typical Glock or a Sig or a Smith & Wesson or what have you, you know, a lot of pistols will hold 15 rounds, 17 rounds, 21 rounds. That's normal. That's not high capacity. You're going to need all those rounds because you're going to miss a lot. Unless you practice a lot, you're going to miss. Most rounds miss. Did you know that most cops, something like 96% of the rounds they shoot, miss their target? You know, when cops surround somebody and try to shoot them, they'll expend, you know, 1,000 rounds and they'll hit them maybe like 8 times or something. Then again, cops don't get enough training time to be really accurate shooters, but you're going to miss most of the time unless you're really, really good. So you're going to need a lot of ammo if your life is threatened, if you're, you know, if someone breaks into your house. But more importantly, we're talking about societal collapse scenarios in places like Los Angeles and San Diego, the big cities of California, San Francisco as well, Oakland. I mean, you do not want to be stuck in Oakland when it all hits the fan with a low capacity magazine, because you're the only law abiding citizen on your block who actually followed the law. Everybody else is a criminal. So of course they don't turn in their high capacity magazines, do they? This is the problem with gun control. All it does is it makes the citizens vulnerable to criminals. And, you know, I could go into full discussion about the problems with gun control. The point is, right now, it's legal temporarily to purchase high-capacity magazines, as they're called, and have them shipped to California. So go online, go to brownells.com, or go to midwayusa.com, or go to, I don't know, gun magazine places, cheaper than dirt, a bunch of places. Get yourself some magazines, even if you don't have the firearms. I mean, get some Glock mags, get some AR mags, get yourself some AK mags if you want, some 40-round AK mags, I don't know. Get whatever you think you might need, because you may not be able to buy them again in the future. And if you're in California, you better be prepared to defend yourself, because the police can't protect you. When it all hits the fan and the power grid is down and there's no food and no electricity and no water, you can bet that the criminal gangs are going to come out in huge numbers and they're going to go door to door doing whatever they want, full of violence, you know, stealing, pillaging, you name it, setting houses on fire. You're going to need to have a plan, and you better have a firearm. Of course, I always encourage people, keep it legal. I have plenty of firearms. I do a lot of firearms training and so on, but I keep everything legal. I don't own any full auto weapons of any kind. I have suppressors, but they're all legal. Everything that I have is 100%, you know, approved by the ATF. So I always encourage you to keep everything legal. Now, the next thing you need to understand is that Democrats are trying to ban gun parts, and they're trying to ban pistols with arm braces. So a pistol with an arm brace, let's take an AR pistol. So it looks a lot like a short-barreled rifle, or what's called an SBR. And the arm brace, you can now, according to federal rules, you can even shoulder a pistol with an arm brace. Even though that may not be your intention, if it happens to touch your shoulder, it's no longer a crime. So you can purchase arm brace pistols, even like a SIG MCX pistol, which is one of my favorite configurations. And some of them have folding stocks, and they are very, very, they've got short barrels, you know, some of them have 8-inch barrels or 10-inch barrels or 11 inches or what have you. There are even shorter ones. There's a cane brake, I think, that SIG makes, that, if I have the name of that right, they've got a new one. It's got like a 6-inch barrel or something. They're designed to have in your vehicle in case you're being attacked and you have to deploy very rapidly from inside a vehicle. You can't have a long, unwieldy rifle. And they're also very useful for you to have in your bug-out bag, where you actually have almost a rifle type of setup, but it from the outside, it doesn't look like you're carrying a rifle. So right now, you can purchase these pistols with arm braces. But there's no question these are going to be attacked by the gun control zealots, who, of course, don't want the citizens to have any firearms whatsoever. I mean, there are people out there now arguing not only do they want to ban all the ARs and all the pistols, but also all the bolt-action rifles, too. So you won't even – you'll be left with like a musket or a slingshot or something. They'll say, well, citizens can have bows and arrows. That's about it. That's the setup that the government wants you to find yourself in. They want you defenseless, right? So, of course, we have to oppose gun control for all these important reasons of self-defense and community defense as well. But they're going to come after the pistols with the arm braces. So if you're out shopping right now, I strongly recommend you look at a pistol with an arm brace. I happen to like the 300 blackout round in that short barrel length because it cycles really, really well. And the 300 blackout round is available in very different masses. You can go with a very small bullet, you know, low mass bullet that has high velocity, so it's more of a long range shot. Or you can do up to a 220 grain 300 blackout round. It's very, very heavy for short range interactions with bad guys like home defense and things like that. And they're very, very effective. And in a short pistol format, they cycle very well. The other thing is, you know, a lot of people are manufacturing their own firearms at home, which is legal under federal law, and it's legal almost everywhere in America. except not in New Jersey, I believe, at this point. And currently what you can do, you can purchase online what are called 80% receivers. You know, this is well-known stuff. It's a piece of aluminum that's in the shape of, let's say, an AR-style receiver, but it needs to be milled out with a milling machine. So you have to do this additional work to finish it into an AR receiver, and then you have to add all the parts to it. You got to build it up from scratch. So it does take a little bit of work, but you can buy these machines out there called Ghost Gunners that are made by Defense Distributed, and they help automate this where you put an 80% receiver in the machine, and then the machine mills out the parts that need to be milled out. It actually uses a CNC router or a drill bit to do that work for you. It's a computer-controlled system. And then from there, you can build up the rifle or the pistol, whatever you want to make out of it. Keep it legal, I always say. But remember, this is going to be under attack as well. So right now, you can purchase these 80% lowers online from places like Midway USA for often $49 each, or Brownells has got them for, you know, $49, sometimes $39. Palmetto State Armory will have finished receivers sometimes for $39, $49. But for finished receivers, you have to ship those to an FFL, which is a gun dealer, and then you have to go through and do the paperwork and do the background check, and there's a paper record, and it's a serialized part. But if you're making it yourself, then it's not serialized. There's no real record of it, which is, of course, why the gun control zealots don't want this to happen. So they're going to come after this. You know, look, I'm not your gun lawyer, but keep it legal and understand your local laws, and also understand that it is illegal to manufacture guns in this way for other people. You can't just be a private gun factory. You know, you have to apply for that. You have to have a special license from the ATF in order to do that. Background checks, you know, all kinds of stuff. Surprise audits. Hey, here we are. Let's see what you're making. You know, that kind of thing. But if you're making guns for yourself, for personal use, you don't have to apply for a license or a permit, because we have a Second Amendment. This is still America, as long as we defend it and protect it. So keep it legal, but understand that it is legal almost everywhere to manufacture your own firearm for your own use. And according to my interpretation of federal law, you do not have to add a serial number to it. So keep all this in mind, but check your local laws. Keep it legal, but get this equipment while you can, because a lot of this is going to be banned the next time there's a Democrat in the White House, which will, well, it may happen. If America survives that long, I guess we'll see. Stock up on the things that you can get now, and be ready to assert your rights and liberties as an American. Be ready to help defend your country against those who are trying to destroy it from within and also from external threats. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here for Counterthink.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds, these protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.